So last time the Natty Championship was on, Jet looked at me and he's like, you know, I tell you, if there's anything I could really go to, it would be the National Championship. Got two tickets for tonight's game. I was so excited to tell Jet. I'm like, I got tickets for tonight. TCU versus Georgia. Looked at me, he's like, yeah, I don't think I really want to go.
That was one of the lower moments of my... It was like... The last whole Old Course video is unbelievable. It's like everybody is just like having an out-of-body experience. Like Perez is like getting emotional. You can so genuinely see on everybody's faces like how lucky everybody feels to be there.
I think we need to incorporate either Jet or Ticket in one of the next challenges.
I agree. You know what would be so funny? Like even if we just like tell Ticket just to put the clubs away and just eat and just have him motor.
Like, our designated eater.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition of Bob Does Sports Podcast. Yaman to my left, Joey D to my right. Fat Perez, the Nick Stubbe up here up top, just an out of respect type play there for Mr. Stubbe.
Wouldn't surprise me if the screen just started talking at some point.
That'd be hilarious. Nice. If we could even just get him to maybe zoom in up, I mean, from the top.
He looks disgusted with us.
Yeah, he does. He's not
happy with us at all.
Yeah.
We're sorry, FP. We love you dearly.
I wonder what something had to be said. Something.
Yeah, what is he could he possibly be talking about?
The amount of times, I mean, and I start a lot of it, but a lot of times, like when we're all just sitting in the room, just taking a picture of each other and then sending it to the other person.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm a big fan of now is the AirDrop.
Yeah, you went from hating AirDrop to like loving it.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
What made you change your?
You know what I like doing? There's a this is so cruel, but I love it. Is I have a picture of Fat Perez with a Taco Bell hat on and Jupiter, and he's looking at me and he's just giving me the thumbs up. So I just turn on AirDrop, and anybody that I could see in the vicinity on the plane when we're on a plane. I hit with the AirDrop.
Oh, that pops up when you go everyone?
Yeah. And
but nobody ever accepts it. They always reject it.
They reject it, but they still see it come up.
You AirDrop to random people on airplanes?
Sure do.
You're that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was doing it the other day on the plane.
You just hear giggle?
I tried it once.
I giggle.
And I got immediate decline.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's on an airplane. Nobody's
gonna. But has anybody ever accepted by accident?
A few of them. I mean, you're bound to hit one of them with
him. There are stories. A random AirDrop, and it's just Perez with a Taco Bell.
Well, but then you see Perez sitting there in his chair, and I think it is the funniest. And a lot of times I don't even tell him. It's fucking cruel and outgo. You know, you don't do anything graceful. You know,
like.
No, he kind of looked like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment when she had to go underneath the lasers there.
You got the wrong guy.
Oh.
You got the wrong guy.
It's a great movie with Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones from way back.
No.
She had to like duck under a bunch of lasers and she's really graceful. It was kind of a funny joke.
The best thing of all time is when you fell going up the stairs in Scottsdale.
We laughed so hard and he was pissed at us.
He was pissed.
And I think he realized it was still funny and he was like, "Y'all fucking idiots."
But they'll say a lot of things about me. They won't say I'm graceful.
No.
That's on the bottom of that.
No. What else do you think they'll say about you?
Best to ever do it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Slightly mentally, a mental head case.
That too.
Anxious. Occasionally depressed.
Yeah.
Fucking.
What about a visionary?
You know, I think we give ourselves too much credit sometimes. I think no, that's what
I
we're
think
doing.
We, I don't know about I that, Jed. We're changing the game.
But you guys are big on like, I'm not big on that. I hate like hyping up, and I hate compliments, and like that whole thing. You know what I mean? I want to be in the mud forever.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I think he
low key likes.
I don't
know.
Oh, the prank. Yeah.
No, he plays it down, but he likes to know that we're doing stonkies. Like even when I told him, I'm like, this Guinness video is going to do crazy numbers, he's like, it's going to be horrible. And even when he was editing it, he's like, it's terrible. It's not good. But he plays it down so that when it does stonk, that's when.
No, but I do think you hate that. I think you hate us hyping up any type of video. But in our defense, I
it was
do
a
think,
great video.
I don't like cashing checks before you have them.
That's
you know
fair.
What I mean? Like, I don't like speculation, and I don't like, you know, hopefulness. I mean, I like hopefulness.
Well, that's
well,
no, that's,
you know
that's
what I'm
little,
saying.
That's
like, I don't
a little
like,
gloomy.
That
yeah,
is.
Well,
that is.
You know what I'm saying. I don't like I don't like counting chickens before they hatch.
Right, and that I get. But at the same time, you don't like what you said is true. You don't like hopefulness.
Because hopefulness is a thief of joy, as they say. I don't think they say hopefulness. Something else is jealousy is the thief of joy. Something is the thief of joy.
I'm not the one to be asking about sayings, man.
Not hopefulness. You can be hopeful, but like you got to do the actions. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah.
Just
I do think it's actually good as the producer that he minimalizes the success
for sure.
He anticipates because then it means that he's just still grinding. He doesn't think that, you know, we're better than anyone else or that we're, you know, at this level where everything we put out is good and it'll keep us honest.
That's right.
It's going to keep us honest. There'll be times we're like, this is great. He's like, no, you guys fucking suck. You're the worst of all time. And it just kind of brings us back down to earth a little bit. Not to say, by the way, I don't think like, I would say that we're pretty level-headed, I think, for the most part. Like, I don't think we think we're better than anybody else.
You guys.
Because we aren't.
You guys are two of the most optimistic people I've ever come across in my life. That's a compliment.
He doesn't mean
that
as
a compliment. No. I do mean it as a compliment, but I'm a very pessimistic person.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't think that we come across, like, oh, we are fucking awesome. Like, our videos are the great. Like, I think we're very, like, level-headed. But I do think sometimes we get excited, and you have to bring us down a little bit.
Take it down.
You just got to take it down.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to bring me up, you know?
Well, I mean, I try every fucking day.
No, I'm saying, and you do. I'm saying it's a nice
thing. You know, though, Bob, you see it all the time. I will always operate the same. So, like, I'll always act like kind of like a clown and just like funny and stuff like this. And there's times where I know Jet is just not having it, but I don't lay off. I still go at him. And it's like he gets so mad at me, but I think he's like deep down, he's so furious, but he knows it's kind of a little bit funny. And he'll be like, you're the biggest fucking clown. Shut the fuck up. But like, I know that if I ever didn't do that, he'd be like, yo, what's wrong with
Cutsy? Circus, right now? Dude. It's a circus.
Yeah. It is really funny to watch the interactions when we're all on these trips. And like, sometimes there's like, you know, a week goes by and we're all together and like, who is it? Perez was like the last time he's like, yo, I love you guys, but I got to get the fuck away from you guys for even just a day.
Cause I feel that at the end of the trips for sure.
We got a big trip coming up.
We got three big trips coming up.
Like I'm to be completely honest. I like when the trip's ending, there's times where like, all right, I'm ready to get home, but I don't really get sick of you guys. I really don't. There's not really times where like, I'm not like tired of you guys. I'm really not.
The first day of the trip is always exciting. Like you're getting to the airport. Like Nicole be bringing me to the airport. I'm like, I'm going to see Bob. I'm going to meet up with Ticket.
That's fun.
You
know,
like,
it's fun.
It's like you kind of mesh.
I didn't hear my name in that. He said, I'm going to meet up with Bob. And
I didn't finish. You interrupted me.
Okay.
But normally I don't see you because you're sitting at the gate 2 hours before fucking boarding, like waiting anxiously to roll up. Me and Bob will be like grabbing food. Last time he was getting Ray-Bans, like we'll be out and about, and Jet is like sitting
next to the gate, man,
to make sure that
you guys, because you roll up, first of all, always wearing sunglasses indoors inside the airport.
That's him.
And like a sweatsuit. No, he rolls up like Bob Huggins every time.
And I don't know what every time.
Every time, and he just walks through the airport, and then you'll get to your flight and then you'll be like, oh, let's get food. And it's 15 minutes before we're boarding the flight and you're sitting down at a restaurant. You will miss. You will.
I might have missed one flight ever.
But yeah, I don't know. I just like being there.
And that's fine. I'm just saying when you say that, it's like, I know I'm going to see you on the plane. But like, also too, like the trips are a lot of fun, but like some of these ones, like this next trip, it's like 2 weeks of like just, you know, which is still going to be great, but it's just by the end of them, you're like mentally just exhausted.
Well, we always say that when we go to Jupiter that it'll be easier and more efficient, which I do think that it will, but
we're still going to travel.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, I
hope not.
I don't think it's
going to have to happen.
But the thing is with the way the winter, like in the winter, we don't have to travel. We can travel in the summer but things are going to come up that we're going
to
have to travel.
Well, even like this travel thing, it's not like we're traveling to film for necessarily. Like we have to go to an event and then we have Breezy. So it's like, it's that's still going to happen when we're in Jupiter. That's not going to change.
No, I'm not looking forward
to it. I do. I agree. I do. I do think we're still going to be.
Yeah, we're going to be very mobile.
Which is good.
Yes, but we need more time in one place.
Well, that will definitely happen, but we're still going to be. We're still. I mean, I think at this point now we're a traveling circus.
That's what we always have been.
We're trying to get a home. We're trying to have a home court.
Well, we're going to have home court advantage, but even when you play at home so many times, you got to go on the road for an away game.
Yeah, it's a tough atmosphere, too. You got to deal with 12th men. You got to deal with all this stuff.
I think you would be like, like you could be in your apartment just editing videos and just in your apartment and not leave it for months on end.
Do you think?
Be okay with
I agree, but it gets, after a while, it gets you for sure.
Like, sure does.
But I, even at the beginning, I enjoyed, I always, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be like doing something like, you're in this city one day and you're in that city the other day, you're doing like a ton of traveling, and we literally are doing that, but that takes a toll also. That's fucking, we've done a lot of trips where it's fucking exhausting, and like, it's amazing, but like, that's why I'm excited.
It is exciting seeing new places. Like, Chicago to me was one of the coolest cities that we've been in.
I was happy.
Big spot, and like, I love Chicago. I thought it was awesome. Obviously, too, we had great weather, so like, I'm not experiencing it like when the winter is like cold as balls.
We were only there for like 2 days, and you were just downtown,
downtown core is nice, man. Yeah. It is really nice. Yeah. Now, going to Austin next. Austin, Texas is a fun spot. We went there last year, Bob and I. And were you there? I didn't think you were there. Have you been to Austin?
Never.
It is. You go on a football Sunday, it is like the entire street is just bar.
It's kind
sports
of got
bar,
a
sports bar.
The spot we were at kind of had Scottsdale vibes.
Yeah, and the hotel we stayed at was awesome. And this time, I think we're going to go to a Longhorns game.
That will be fun. I will say, I think we're both in the same boat, that we're both done with live events in the sense of I just would rather watch the game from home. That's a different ball game to where that in the college atmosphere you get along to where that I look excited to. But I'll be honest with you, I don't see me going to an NFL game.
I agree.
Ever again. It's,
and I'm going next week.
I just have no desire.
The only NFL games I would go to is if the Bears were in town, which they are, and we're not going to be here. Somebody actually offered me tickets.
Wow.
No, but it's cool to go. If the Bears are in L.A., I would go to that game.
If it's a Monday nighter,
like if the
though,
Jets
like,
game,
that would be different.
Jets
That's
game,
what I'm going.
It is
I'm
a Monday night.
Yeah. I'm going
a it
Monday
might be a
night.
Sunday.
I'm going Monday night.
That's different. Sunday night's
in
fine,
Vegas.
Too, actually.
That's different. Sunday night's fine, too, especially if you have good seats. Like
Monday
awesome.
Night or Thursday night to me is a no-brainer because it's like there's no other games I'm missing. I'm going to Vegas
That's
to that new Allegiant Stadium.
Fun.
But there's
and we're going to watch it in a suite, and it's going to be unreal, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Raiders.
Sir, what do you think about the
Raiders.
There are certain
wildest tailgate we
there are certain events
been.
Though that you won't like. For example, a college football game. If somebody offers you seats at a Texas Longhorns game, like you're going to that.
But,
I'm going to that,
but not
like
the national
Miss.
Championship.
So last time when the Natty Championship was on, Jet looked at me, and it's the first time he's ever like showed hope in his eyes or like something he really longed for. And he's like, you know, I tell you, if there's anything I could really go to, it would be the national championship game. That would be amazing. So, and I'm not trying to bang you here.
You're banging me. Rightfully
it's
so.
The truth.
You deserve
so
it.
Hit up Renee.
I deserve it. I'll take
and shout out Renee. He's the best. He's always got connections. And he's like, I think I can get you because it was in SoFi. He's like, I think I can get you two tickets. So we were in
Carlsbad
for Corona. And he hit Callaway. Me up. He's like, I got two tickets because we were with Callaway Fitting. And he's like, I got two tickets for tonight's game if you can go. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. And I was so excited to tell Jet. We came down. We're having breakfast at the hotel. And I'm like, Jet. I got tickets for tonight, Natty Championship, TCU versus Georgia, and I'm taking you. And he's
Stone
like,
Stone Cold, man.
Looked at me, he's like, yeah, I don't think I really want to go. I was like, wait, I was so caught off guard. I was like, you just told me like a week ago that it would be like a dream of yours to go to the national championship game. And I understand it'd been a long week, so like, I understand where he's coming from, but like, I was caught so off guard, and then Perez is like, I'll go to the national championship game.
Perez will go to it.
So we went, and then not only that, we were in this Corona suite, which was unbelievable, but...
The only thing that sucks is you guys saw a shitty game. It's just then...
That's the only college football game I've ever been to. So, like, I'm actually excited to go to a home game for the Longhorns. I think it'll be really cool.
That was one of the lower moments of my... It was life. I realized this. I think I was just exhausted. I was probably in a horrible spot, like... Whatever, and I it's a huge regret of mine. Not even turning the game down, but just turning you down after you tried, like you got me the tickets, and I
there are times I legitimately try to like cheer, like to make Jet happy.
No, but that one's not that one. I think about sometimes. That's like, a tough one.
That's
when
it,
Jet.
It is.
There's nothing
but I just,
better.
That's
I
fine.
Will say there's nothing really better, at least from my point of view, than like seeing the Jet experience joy. So like. This last trip, like,
you fucking
no,
guy.
I'm not trying to be a prick, but
you
like,
talk about me like I'm a fucking science
Bob
experiment.
Bob Perez and I, we upgraded ticket and Jet to first class, and like, Jet sent a great message to us, and he's like, I really appreciate it. And it was like heartfelt. And I ended up sitting in the back of the bus, and I didn't care because I felt so happy that Jet was like, and Ticket, but Jet especially, that he was happy to go first class. And it's like, it makes me happy to see him like experience moments of joy.
You guys talk about me like I'm a fucking science experiment.
Kind of are.
And it's fine. It's fine. But also, I'll send you a heartfelt message here or there. But I don't. Yeah, you send. That's the thing is, like, if it comes. I'm saying, but even in general, if people are like always like, you know, it means, it's like the SEC. It just means more. You know what I mean? Like, if you are just hyping people up all the time.
I would never ask you to
saying,
change.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying I'm not like a robot. Like, I when I got something heartfelt to say, I'll tell you. But I don't know. Every one of these podcasts turns into a dissection of my character.
I don't know if it does.
I think they do.
But I think people are fascinated by you.
He gets dissected.
Yeah, he
does. I get absolutely.
He's a bull in the china shop. Mine is like a mental, like discussion of that stuff. You know, yeah.
You know, just the last thing on the tickets, I think what made it bad is it's not so much that you said no. You almost looked at him like he was crazy for asking you to go. You looked at him like, why the fuck would you ask me that? When you had talked, I've heard you talk about how bad you wanted to go.
It's a low moment. And I had instant regret, and I own it. And
there'll be another moment we go.
But I'm saying at the Longhorns,
he's not going to want to go.
That's no, I do.
No,
that's,
he'll want to go.
That's what I would want to say about some certain sporting events, specifically college football games. If you have like an SEC game, like a night game, like I want to go to
whiteout.
I want to go to an LSU game at night. Apparently, they're the coolest things.
I heard the Penn State whiteout game.
Penn State whiteout. Like, those are things. Those, it's not like you're going to a Falcons Raiders game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that shit has like a ton of meaning.
I mean, Bob, if the Jets were playing in, and say, just theoretically, Aaron Rodgers was playing and they were good and they were in the hunt of like the division race and they played in LA on like a Thursday or a Monday night. And you could go and watch the game. You wouldn't. And there's wouldn't no other. There's no other game. Sunday, I understand Sunday, because no you're way. Missing. You're missing the other games.
If the Bears came to town and somebody gave me tickets, I would go on a Sunday.
On a Sunday afternoon with other games on.
Yeah.
Nah.
See, Sunday afternoon is okay because there's only a couple other games. But if it's the morning game, that's tough.
Can't do the morning game.
Everything.
No, can't do the.
But now a Monday nighter, like I'm going on Monday night, I'm not missing anything.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that's a no-brainer. If you can go and watch your home team or the team that you root for on a Monday night, and it's like live, and you got good seats, and it's an electric environment, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to go.
There is nothing better though than having, you know, the screens and watching every game on a Sunday.
The best.
Yeah, and with your friends, like I'm shocked. Not shocked, but like it's crazy that these stadiums are filling up. There's just a lot of like season ticket holders, but you miss every game.
Yes, that's the thing. That's why I couldn't do it. For the Jets game, if it was a Monday night, yeah. It would mean a lot more for me to do like a Yankee game, I guess. Like I think my Jet fandom kind of stinks.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not a pretty diehard Packers fan, so for me it would be like it's a lot of fun to go, but
I would just have to have really just not a whole lot going. And you know, I'm sounding more and more like my dad, but the traffic, you get the traffic day.
I hate it, yeah.
I really do. I hate the traffic going into the stadium, figuring out where you're going to park. If you want to Uber, you got to find a certain spot that you got to Uber. I think you get so many angles watching it at home in the comfort of your own home.
But you'll go to like a concert, and that's no difference.
I haven't been to many concerts.
You went to Billy Joel not long ago.
I've been to Billy Joel. The only concerts I've ever seen is...
Where was that? At the Hollywood Bowl, Bob? I feel like he's a little bigger than the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl's Billy big. Joel,
he probably fills out not so far.
Adele was at the Hollywood Bowl.
He's been selling out...
Chappelle was at the Hollywood Bowl. Adele and Chappelle.
Apparently, it's an undeniable... Apparently, Hollywood Bowl, and then there's another one in like Colorado or something. It's called the
Red Rocks.
And apparently, it's like incredible. Yeah. Scott went there. I think he watched Fish or something.
There was a Bill Burr special.
When you go to that Packers game in Vegas, the odds of you at the halftime show, you're either going to get Little John performing at the halftime show.
I've seen Little John there with you.
It's going to be the Chainsmokers.
I got one for you.
Or the Blue Man
Marshmello.
Or Ludacris.
How about the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, it might be the Blue Man Group.
Maybe not at the halftime show, but...
I'll pull Celine Dion off of her
By the way, that's a great stadium.
It's an awesome stadium.
It's a fun stadium. It really is.
It's like a playhouse.
We went there. Yeah. We went there old days,
which
it was Bears Raiders.
Wow, the original.
One of the more ridiculous... You know what video that I think about a lot was...
Vegas?
But like then when like we even got into the golf thing, even like before Joe was remember we did the 1v1 me versus you at that course?
Par three, because we had nothing to film.
Those were the golden days. Cutsy
had COVID. It was right after the Packers.
Did you?
Yeah, that's why you couldn't come, because you were sick.
Oh, really? COVID. I only got it once.
I thought he was working.
No, it was right after the Packers versus Packers-Niners playoff game, where the Packers could not score, and they were fumbling the punts. Man. Remember, he was on the phone. Me and you watched it at your apartment, and you were on the phone with him, and we were recording his phone call, because he was losing his mind.
Yeah, Big Cat came
And then, I think, yes.
Ripped me a new one.
Yes. What did he call you? Cutlets.
He called me Joey Cutlets.
Cutlets is amazing.
That's him fucking too.
And then
I actually thought the name was pretty fire.
Cutlets?
Joey Cutlets is a...
So then he made... That, but you were sick, right? Or right
I
after
don't
you got
know
sick.
If I was maybe after, yeah.
Then you couldn't come film, and so we filmed.
I think it was
a little
depressed
one-on-one.
Too, a little bit.
A little bit of that. Yeah, well, a little bit of that.
A little bit of everything. But
he was sick the day that we did that video.
I think that's why he couldn't come. Remember, you called him and he was coughing on the phone the whole time.
I'll never forget the first trip, and I've talked about it before, where we landed in that Scottsdale airport, and me, Yaman, and Bob walking down the airport and just like trying to scheme up what we were going to do for video ideas.
Me and Jet were going at each other.
And Bob's like, beer video, is it? Jet's like, that sounds so fucking stupid. Why does anybody want to watch beers? And Bob's like, I think it'll hit. And
we got into it. It was a back and forth.
I didn't think the beer
would hit. That was the first time when we filmed it, I was so hammered. It was the first time Jet really saw how outrageously crazy I am, and I started doing that little bit about the picking the berry to sweeten the juice or whatever.
Jet was
fucking dying of laughter and just like watching me and like, this guy is a clown.
I was concerned about how we were gonna film. We had never filmed a full-on golf video before. In the past, everything had been montages, right? There wasn't every shot was not accounted for, every beer was not accounted for. It was just like chaotic videos. And that was the first time we had to like account for every shot and every beer and every everything. And that's what I didn't understand how we were gonna
do. It's like my first time like getting away from work in like months. And I was just so excited to be there. We went to a Red Lobster the first night and it was like, this is the team, let's assemble, let's do this shit. And I watched actually that beer challenge like probably like a few weeks back, and I to this day it is one of the funnier videos.
It's a great video
that we've done. It's just, you could tell it's like such early stages, like from like just like where we've come now from editing and everything and all the shot tracers to like you look back then, it's like obviously very like prehistoric, but the actual comedy in it is hilarious.
There's something to be said too about like the footage and the way that it was done, the way that it was kind of like shitty in the sense of the way that it was being filmed on, stuff like that. I think it's kind of the beauty of it, to where like even our production now is really good, but we almost don't want to have like too high-end stuff. We've talked about it, like you almost don't want to have too high-end stuff because there's something raw about the way that it is now. We film with other channels. They have 10 guys show up, audio guys and whatever. I kind of like having it where it's like very, I don't want to say shitty, but yeah, it's real.
Even in Scotland when we were, it's not like, we're not taking away of it. If it was overproduced, it wouldn't be as funny. Like,
I agree.
No way. And like even the audio, we had great audio in Scotland. Audio is super important, but in Scotland, because the wind, everybody was mic'd up and everybody sounded a lot better, but it was like, it felt off a little bit, did it not? Like,
obviously
you want to hear it, but it's definitely different. And like, that's why we do like little by little. Like, we added drone shots and we added a better camera here, camera there. But we're not trying to make like a golf channel production. It's not like the goal.
He's been instrumental in helping too with that drone.
Yeah, the drone's huge. The
FP is so good with that drone, and I don't think even a lot of people realize that. Like, while we're recording, you know, the episode, he's got to focus on flyovers,
yeah,
drone shots, yeah, and like, the guy just does fucking everything.
He loves flying it too. He really
enjoys it. Yeah, I think he
it.
Was like, when I told him in Vancouver that we had a drone guy, he was like kind of like a little disappointed.
He's eyeing
that
him.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, we had to have that guy because there are certain courses where, like, you know, there's actually airstrips right near the course. So like you had to have a certified guy, so he couldn't have done it. But he was like happy that we could get the drone shots, but it was almost like a kid who couldn't go on the slide, and he was like watching someone else go down the slide, and he was not happy about it. He loves it. Yeah, he really does. He's got a, a real love relationship with that drone until Ticket fucking destroyed
it. That was the best. That was the fucking best.
John Bone's drone.
Yeah, that was the best. You know, another thing too that I do like with the channel that I think we need to stick to, and I've watched other channels and stuff like that, is that the quick cuts. Like, I think sometimes channels want to like drag it out and there's more space in between shots and like funny moments and whatnot, to where like, you know, they want to try and get the longest possible video. I'd rather forfeit the time on the video and the money that you can make off the video to have like the quick cuts that are quick, that you've always done. You've always
been. Yeah, because that's like a YouTube, like we put videos on YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, so you gotta make videos for YouTube. That's like what we do. So I think that's why it's like that. Like, if we were making videos for a different platform, it would look different.
You know what I really like that we've done recently? We've gone back to it because our original videos had a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, Bob picking me up or talking to me on the phone or us eating bagels in the car. And, like, the last few episodes, we've, like, integrated the behind-the-scenes stuff. And it gives that, like, genuine, like, kind of, like, originality that we had initially to the videos that we're doing now. And I think it makes it so much more enjoyable. And people like actually enjoy watching us just be idiots, like on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. No, they definitely, they were asking for it for a long time. So I'm happy we got to provide it, you know?
I think a lot of people, if you ask them, there'd be a lot of people that prefer even watching the behind the scenes more than even the golf. Like, I feel like some people now, when the behind the scenes goes, they almost get upset that it's gone.
Well, I'm hoping in Florida we can start making some banger behind the scenes, like
complete, like a whole series of episodes.
No, but not on the main channel, on a different channel, wherever. Like, if we actually all are, you guys, like, do you think we're all going to like come to the house or come to the office every day?
Well, yeah, maybe not every day, but often.
Yeah. We could say we even said it's not official, but we're looking in to get in a content house, not one that we would all live in, but one we would stream different games from. Just kind of all the chaos that would take place there would be awesome. So doing things we're partnered with was looking into getting something like that, something with a simulator. Like, I think, look, as much fun as that is for us and as much as we want it, I do actually think, and I've even told Doing Things this, is that I think we could get so much out of it to where it would really be an investment. And I think they see it the same way. All the behind the scenes that we could get, just some crazy.
Well, then also too, like for podcasts, like having like a dedicated studio area that we could film all of them. I think that would be awesome too, because it would just enhance the quality of the podcast. And like, you know, sometimes when we're traveling, poor Tick's got that Pelican, we're traveling.
So get rid of that.
We get into a place like Scotland and there's like, you don't know what kind of room you're going to have, what the lighting's going to be, like how it's going to look. So to have something that you could have like on the regular, that we could just fire out podcasts regularly and not have to worry about, you know, jeopardizing the quality of it. And, you know we're going to travel, so we fire out a few pods beforehand. It's going to be, that'll be a game changer in my opinion. Dude, maybe even a simulator.
This is separate. I was just thinking about, cause I saw your old course, cool, your old course flag over there. And I guess the video is already out. The last hole of the, video, the old course video, is unbelievable. I was editing. Wild. I was like, it's crazy. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
It was kind of like walking a
up
dream.
The up the 18th hole. It's like everybody is just like having an out of body experience. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Like crazy. Perez is like getting emotional. I was going through it and I was like, holy shit. Cause I was remembering how crazy it was to be there. And like, I actually think that video, I know it's going to be a week. It already came out, but I think it's going to be pretty special. Yeah, I think people, you can so genuinely see on everybody's faces like how lucky everybody feels to be there.
Yeah, I think that one will be huge. Rick even has one from the old course as well that I think he's going to. So those two should be awesome.
What were you thinking going down the 17, 18th hole? Like I know for me, I was like just, I was looking, you see this course, like, and it's like, you know, you see this, you know, PGA events on it. You see, like, you just know the course. And then we're like playing and walking down. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, this is wild.
It's crazy. Plus, seeing how much FP was enjoying it, too, it was surreal. So, yeah, it's good that people can see it even in the video.
I think you can tell. I'll find out, but I definitely think you, like, it was pretty crazy.
Let's go ahead and get into our Q&A. Binyamin, fire up some good Q&A here.
When is FP going to help you guys get your revenge on the hot dog challenge?
When is FP going to help us get our... Oh, yeah, we didn't win the hot dog challenge.
Score, right?
That was... Man, if there was a challenge that I would really, really not look forward to doing, and we would have to do it, but it would be... I mean, if you change the hot dogs...
I think the hot dogs that we did and the buns that we did really banged us. I think if we... went down to regular size buns and like the regular wieners, not those smokies that we did. That would be a game changer. That being said, like, I'm not trying to give friendly fire, but FP struggles with the challenges, man. Like, I'm being honest, like, FP carries his channel in every single way other than the challenge. When it's anything golf related, if we didn't have FP, I don't know where we would be. But when it comes to the challenges, he really hasn't excelled in anyone. Like, he even loves Taco Bell. And remember, he struggled with that one. So, like, I think would he help us? Yeah, but, like, I still think that would be a gauntlet.
Well, from a food, yeah, obviously you get him for the strokes. The strokes, obviously.
For sure, the strokes. But we're going to have to house some
dogs. I don't know if he likes hot dogs. I don't think I've ever seen him eat a hot dog.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I feel like it's on the list of things he would eat.
He would do it. I definitely think that he would.
He's a gamer. There's no question about it. Like, he hated the Guinness, and he still did it. So, like, tip of the cap to that. But, like, I don't know if he's – I think people, like – watch those challenges and expect him to like house like 30 tacos or like demolish like 15 donuts. And that's just not in the cards. Yeah, am I wrong? Like, I'm not trying to be like I said, I prefaced it by saying that without FP, this channel would be light years away from where it is now. Cause he carries us in so many ways, anything golf related, which is our channel in and of itself. But the challenges, people don't realize those are fucking really, really hard to do. And it's not like, oh, we're not like cheating. We're not like cutting corners. Like, we're drinking the beers. We're taking the fireball shots. We're eating the hot dogs. We're housing the donuts. Like, it's a gauntlet. And Bob, you've actually stepped the hell up like with those challenges. Like, I remember the first, like that hot dog one, you were really struggling, but like the last few, I mean, I know you didn't finish the donuts, but I think you knew that the score wasn't going to be
hit. At that point, yeah.
But you could have easily done the donuts, I think.
For sure.
The tacos, you were on fire with.
Yeah. I will say, though, since the taco one, I have not had, not that I wouldn't eat it, I used to get the cravings for Taco Bell. I swear to you, ever since the taco challenge, I don't crave Taco Bell anymore. That was a gauntlet.
You got PTSD probably.
You're a big a lot of people have been saying that you go too hard too fast in these challenges.
Yeah, he tries to smash it,
but you knock out, like, you're always on your fifth donut.
Yeah, I like getting it out of the way. Or
no, I know.
But the donut's right. I mean, I do definitely think that I could have finished the 12. When I saw how far away we were stroke wise, that it just wasn't gonna happen, I toned it back for sure. But yeah, I like getting it. I like going out of the gates, going hard out of the gates.
You're not wrong. There's nothing worse than, like, you know, you have one or two holes left and you have to do three or four
of whatever
we're consuming is. And it's like, oh my God, like, how am I going to do this? To the point where, like, if you get a head start on it and you get it to the point where, like, you can end easily, not that it's ever easy, but that is definitely an advantage.
I think too, I could see it when I was watching the Guinness challenge, I was banged up early. Beverage wise, yeah, it doesn't take hole. It hit me. We did a cocktail before, which was crazy. We did a cocktail before, which was absolutely nuts.
Guinness?
We did.
In the clubhouse?
Before the Guinness.
Was that a Rick's idea?
No, remember, well, it was the FP verse.
Yeah, Bob and I had a drink.
We had a cocktail, which was.
But we also had a buffet before the donut challenge.
Yes,
we did. The old buffet boy.
The buffet boys. But.
That buffet, some people were saying,
good.
That helped you.
I do think
it, I think there's some truth to that.
I don't think we needed to hit the buffet as hard as we did.
No, definitely not.
That didn't help, but yeah. I do agree. There's, if you do it on an empty stomach, it's actually harder than if you have something.
I agree with that. I don't know the science behind it, but I do think there's.
What I do think we need to do, and to finalize the question, is I think we need to incorporate either jet or ticket in one of the next challenges.
I agree.
Because I think, like Ticket said during the donut video, he's like, I would annihilate these things. And I think if we got a way to do like jet and ticket, it might be hard to do both, but maybe like every other one, we could incorporate another one into it. I think it'd be hysterical.
You know, it'd be so funny. Like even if we just like tell Ticket just to put the clubs away and just eat and just have him motor,
he'd like our designated eater.
He would be able to house.
I can do the hot dogs. And I could definitely do, like, the beer, like, the shots, like, if that's a thing.
I would love to see you do the drinking
and
one.
And also,
we want to do a pizza one, too.
Pizza one will be good. Pizza one's a no-brainer, I think.
Will you eat a large pizza? Or is that...
Like, 8 slices nine slices?
That comes down to, the, like, if it was a Domino's pizza,
do you have to eat the crust?
I think so. I don't see how you could leave it.
Yeah, I think, and that would be...
Yeah, I don't...
Now, that is one I actually do think FP would do really well in.
Yeah, I mean, he
loves pizza, man. He really does.
Yeah, another thing that people put in the comments that I think is a guaranteed easy addition to the show. And again, we get a lot of feedback from the comments where we take challenge ideas. I saw somebody comment this, and to me, it was a no-brainer. Having an all-time Ticket and Jet cam.
Wow.
Is a no,
like
it's a
cart
no,
cam?
Yeah, a it's a no-brainer.
A poppy cam.
For the first time. I don't know if the video's out. It was out yet, but for the first time, we did it. At the Breezy, we did the five man at the Breezy, and me and Ticket were riding the cart for a bunch.
Yeah,
I actually think it's really fun.
I think because you were like, "Cuts, get in the video," and I was like,
"Three ways."
And I was like, "No, you guys need to ride in the cart together."
Yeah,
Ticket's fun to be in the cart with on the camera. Like we did the donut challenge; he was in the cart with me.
Yeah,
and we had a blast.
Ticket's a blast. Yeah, I mean, he's Ticket. A funny guy. I think it's a no brainer. All right, let's hop on into another question.
Kyle Yoshi 2513. Which BDS video that you wish had more attraction, or what is everyone's underrated BDS video? That's a great question.
It really is. That
underrated.
Really,
I got one right out of the gate.
I have one too, but I don't know if I want to say it.
I know what you're thinking, and I
you know what I think I know it was exactly one of the funner.
Was it on a remote in a different place? Maybe you don't know what I'm thinking.
It's a collab.
It's a big collab. A lot of people were there.
Which one?
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
You know what I'm thinking, right?
I know exactly.
That kind of flopped?
Yeah, it did kind of flop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one. Well,
now I'm trying to think of what you're thinking.
I'll give you mine.
Was it recent? Was it recent, Bob?
Kind of.
No, then it's
not. You know which one was mine?
What?
And I thought it was one of the funner episodes we've ever filmed was the Christmas episode.
That's a great
one. Really good one. I thought was so good.
Really good one.
It was really innovative. We had like little like Christmas carol card like things and like different things. We integrated everyone in it. I thought it was
really
a great
good
episode.
One.
That's the answer. That's the
and
answer.
I
Damn.
Thought like it didn't do. And I don't know if maybe it was because when we released it
we
was just like the holidays.
Yeah.
But you go back and watch that episode, we had outfits. We had like I thought it was really well
it
done.
It started out super hot too. I remember it was like a 3 out of 10, and like the and then it flopped. Then
but
a flop.
Released
but it was
it.
A great
died down.
Episode.
Yeah, I think the answer is I think it's the Christmas one.
You really?
Yeah.
I honestly I remembered watching it and I was laughing my ass off. It was such a good episode. Perez was Santa Claus. We were the elves. I thought it was just really well done and not like too gimmicky. I thought it was like just enough, but it didn't do nearly as well as I thought it would.
Yeah, that's a really
sadly
good one.
Enough.
Yeah, that was definitely one. Also, too, yeah, we took a chance on when we released it, which is something that we really haven't done because it was kind of a power move
what
to be able
was,
to have
was
that
it on
Christmas episode.
Or was it
I think
the day
I think it was Christmas Eve that we
it was,
put it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
People don't watch YouTube on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah,
well, it's like no YouTube day.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
I can do one more. What is the best day of sports betting you guys have ever had?
The best?
Is that a bad question?
No, I think it's a good question.
Okay.
I know Jets.
I got
an
answer.
St. Peter's.
Well, no, I got a St. Peter's, but also there was a time, like seven years ago, when I was in New York, and it was Christmas Day, and I was betting on some college basketball game in the morning, okay? And I was getting, it was an over. It was a first half over. It was like, say the first half over is 60 points. It was in one of these, you know, on Christmas college, they're always playing in fucking, they're always playing some random ass tournament gym. Oh, it's like the Beef Jerky Slam Invitational.
The Maui Gym.
Exactly, but not even at that, level. It was like shitty schools. It might have honestly been St. Peter's. And I was getting crushed on the under. And I was losing by the under by like 4 or 5 points. And I forget the teams because when it happened, I was like, this is the greatest win I've ever had in my life. And it was the first half was coming down to it, and I was going to lose the bet by 4 points. And the coach, and I honestly could look this up because it was Christmas Day one of these days. The coach, I was like, fuck. I was like so pissed. I look back up. The coach at the end of the first half got double technical fouls. You told at the me last about the that. Last second, somebody like went up, got fouled, or and he didn't like the call, so they were going into half, and the ref like stopped the game, hit the coach with two techs, kicked him out, and in college that's four free throws, and I think I needed to make up like two or three. So
you
points.
Had the over.
The over. The first half over, and it was over, and then the. God. Coach got two techs, which is four free throws, and I think I needed three out of the four, and it came down to the last free throw, and he drained it, and I was like, "That's you, yeah. I got to go out like that." That's my all-time story. I forget what team it was, but it was one of these shitty, like, gym
You know, one of my teams. More – I don't know if it was, like, the most that I've ever won, but one of the funner times I've had was our first trip to Jupiter. Bob was staying with his family or something. Jet and I were staying in the hotel – and for some reason, it was like a football game in the evening. I think it was like a hockey game.
Yeah.
It was like the playoffs it was the Oilers and I think the Avalanche or something. We hit like a late night basketball game. And then Jet was like, let's just keep it going.
Yeah, then you guys.
And so we ordered like, you know how the hotels, they have like the late night food. We got ramen noodles.
We were eating
and
cup
like
of noodles.
Rice.
Yeah.
And we stayed up till like 3:30 in the morning and we were hitting New Zealand basketball. We were hitting
that.
And we couldn't miss. True. There was the same game. It was like a New Zealand basketball game or something. We were down like Jets like we're dead. We had the over. And there was like 12 points we needed in like 3 minutes. And they just started hitting. It was like we need like 15 points. They started hitting everything and we were going nuts. And we weren't even really betting much.
No.
But it was just like we could not lose. And I think it ended with us betting a Japanese or Korean baseball game.
We fell asleep.
And we passed out and we woke up and we lost.
Jet's the king of just wild bets. Just crazy, insane bets that you wouldn't even think of. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of Bob DeSports Podcast. We will see you next week.